Morning, Stay Sue. Here.
Good morning.
Pull that microphone up.
Sue DeBaris is with us.
If I remember right, you're from Birmingham, Alabama.
Oh, no, I don't think so.
Do you know what? Sue hemmed the pants I got on.
Really?
Yes, ma'am.
I just checked,
and that's one of your hems right
it's
there.
It's one of my hems.
Yes. Morning. Sue is a seamstress, and that's where I first met her. And Sue, welcome to Good Morning Ozarks.
Thank you.
Sue, where are you from?
Originally from just outside of Providence, Rhode Island, a small town called Cumberland. Born and raised there. We've lived here in the Ozarks for 24 years. And I don't sound like I'm from the Ozarks, but I don't sound like I'm from Rhode Island either.
Hey, well, you
wait a minute. Sue, I hate to tell you, my dear, but you're not going to get confused from being from Arkansas.
No, I don't think so.
No, she is correct. She does not have a Rhode Island accent.
Are you sure?
Oh, yeah.
I'm positive.
What kind of accent is that? It's a Northeast accent, right?
It's a blend. I was born with a severe speech impediment.
Right.
And my speech pathologist was from Philadelphia. And Ma worked with me, you know, when the speech therapist didn't. And, of course, my mom was from Rhode Island. So I don't sound like my siblings or anything. It's a blend of the two nationalities.
It's a good-sounding accent.
That's exactly right. It's one, a special one that God's given you.
Right.
Yes.
Okay, so you have a testimony.
There you go.
University of Rhode Island basketball team a number of years ago was very, very, very good. And I had the opportunity to help the university come to Oklahoma to play, and I become a Rhode Island fan for that weekend because it was financially profitable.
For them. Financially profitable.
Terry,
that
good morning.
That is my alma mater.
Good morning.
Hey, Terry.
What's going on, Terry Brim?
Oh, glad to be here with you guys.
Good to have you.
Now, you have a last name that my dad would love because he loved to fish for brim.
That's Little Fish.
Little Fish.
Yeah, it's B-R-I-M.
Well, I know, but I just thought I'd tell you. You know, how's Terry?
I'm well. Thank you very much.
We had the opportunity to meet at Yacht Club when we were doing a little setup for some dinner.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, that was kind of when we first started.
Did you buy your dinner that night?
Well, no, it wasn't ready yet.
Oh, it wasn't ready yet.
Two or three hours away. So we stopped and visited, and we know your sister, your brother-in-law, your mom, and your ministry, Prayer Mountain. So here's what we got to do. Before we even get started, I'm going to read you what I got, Keith.
All right.
And then your job, figure it out.
Oh, thanks.
Okay?
Oh, my goodness. All right.
Sue DeMarius and Terry Brim. You got it?
I got it. I got that figured out. Sue's right there. Terry's right there.
Answers to Prayer Boutique in Turkey Creek Junction, outreach to the homeless.
Really?
Now, your job is to figure out how they are together, but how they're separate, and why we're together.
Wow. All right. Well, Sue, you have been involved in ministries and what have you. So tell me how this came about. Now, I know the boutique clothes part of it. That's because you've been interested in clothes and things like that. So tell me about that, and then I'm going to ask Terry how he got involved.
Well, the way that we got involved was with our ministry. We initially started supporting out in the Appalachian Mountains.
Right.
And then 2 years ago, God told us to come home. And for a year, we were kind of just trying to find our place here at home. We live in Ozark County, and of course, this is the next county over.
Right.
And we talk about brother-in-laws. Well, he's my attorney, and he's the one that informed me about Prayer Mountain having an outreach for the homeless. And it intrigued me, so I got a hold of Terry's wife, Lynn, and talked to Lynn, and the rest of it's kind of history.
Well, let's stop the history there.
Right.
Let's go over to Terry and find out. All right. Terry, she indicated that y'all at Prayer Mountain had kind of an outreach to the homeless. So tell me about that ministry, and then how, from your perspective, did this Turkey Junction situation happen?
Well, you know, I work for Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. And
that's because your last name's Brim. We got that figured out.
We have had some big Native American meetings out there. And if you know Native Americans, you know, where we gathered in Christ, you know. And we've I think they told us that we've had more chiefs and nations out there at one time, over 30.
Wow.
In the name of God. And than anyone. But anyway, if you know Native Americans, they don't like to just come over and leave. They want to eat three meals with you, have meetings with you, spend a whole week with you. And that's what we did. And so you met my partner, Don. He came out here on the radio, and he built some smokers. And him and I, we smoked, I'm telling you, over 2,000 meals during those weeks, you know, at a time. And, oh, yeah, we'd smoke whole hogs, you know, beef, you know, all kinds of things, and serve three meals a day.
Mm-hmm.
Well, after these Native American meetings, God, we had this stuff, and we knew God wanted us to do more. So he put it in our heart to go over there at Turkey Creek, you know, and just set up there and see what happened. So we did. We took our smoker. We took a little tent. We took some chairs. We took some tables and just see what God would do. And that's where it started 3 years ago.
I think that that might have been also what Don talked about, was that gathering at Turkey Creek,
yep.
I believe. And so from that, then this other offshoot of the ministry happened.
Yes. I got to interject something.
You can interject.
Right now. So let's go back. And so we got the smoker.
Mm-hmm.
We got the tent. We got the tables.
Right.
And we just set up.
Yeah, put them in the truck and head out.
Okay. So now we set it up. And we start cooking that, and the smoke drew my attention.
Oh, baby.
Okay?
Yeah.
And I stopped and said hi. So what happened? You're smoking the stuff, and what happened after that in the next few hours?
And to bring the clothes into it.
Oh, yeah. Well, that first day we started up, you know how God is. There's something about the first person that comes. And the first guy to show up, it was
Hollister.
Yes. And he's homeless. Actually, he was a son of a like a Hell's Angel type guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he's told me, he said, all I've known all my life is addiction and violence. Mm-hmm. And he asked us what we were doing there. In fact, he was bleeding. And I asked him, oh, are you okay? He says, yeah, I'm okay. He's tough. He said, I just jumped a freight train and I jumped off and didn't land quite right. But anyway, we got to feed him and we got to minister. I asked him if he would like to receive a friend that would never leave him. He said he would. And he said, who is that? And I got to introduce him to our Savior, Jesus Christ.
Wow, that's good.
And he's relied on him now for 3 years. I saw him. He was the first one actually to join our little group called God's Club. How about that for another?
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
Option, but he's doing well. God's going to use him one day in a powerful way.
So how'd the clothes get figured into it and the boutique?
Well, that's the biggest blessing, I think. You know, now we have this option with Sue that we never had before. We would bring a few clothes, but never like Sue had. And we had just lost a girl that did the clothes ministry. And with it, we never missed a weekend. Before that, she had to quit because of health reasons. God had caused our paths to meet. And, you know, Tony, he's the one that I believe.
Yes, it is.
Did Tony get you involved, Sue?
Yes.
How did that come about?
Well, Tony's our attorney, and we had our annual board meeting. And I had invited Tony to Answers to Prayers Ministry board meeting. Mm-hmm. And I had said to my board, we're still looking for a place that we could bless locally. And Tony says, what about my mother-in-law? And it's like, okay, what about your mother-in-law? Because I had no idea that she had this type of an outreach.
Mm-hmm.
And so he gave me... You know, he told me to contact Terry. And, of course, I didn't know Terry, but I know his wife. So I called his wife. And I also know his son very well. So
she's my son's Sunday school teacher.
Ah, there you go. So now do we have a storefront that's opened, or how does the ministry unfolded?
Well, Terry wanted to serve the homeless and the underprivileged spiritually as well as physically.
Right.
So Roger and I take care of the physical aspect of it, and we got the storefront, and with the help of Prayer Mountain, and two-thirds of the building is the boutique, and everything that's in the boutique leaves at no charge to whoever walks through the door. We do not ask for an income requirement or proof or anything like that.
Right.
And then the other third of the building is God's Club, And that's what we take care of the spiritual. And then on the third Saturday of every month, we do God's cafe, which is where we feed them. And we bring clothing to them. We have a small food pantry, and we bring food to help make their what's in their pantries go further, that they don't, i.e., they don't run out of food before they the next month begins.
Would you tell me exactly where it's located? Kind of pin it down for me so we can find the building exactly.
It's in Turkey Creek Junction at unit 173, and it has a purple door, a lavender door.
Okay. Look for the lavender door.
And we're like 3/4 of the way down.
Okay.
Now, walk me through the process. Is the store open certain hours? Is there a, when you say, and we found the other day when we were talking about the population that homeless and others, when we talked about it with Jesus was homeless, a word of mouth is how this spreads. We understand that. So walk me through the process of an individual that might find you. Terry, you want to do that for me, please?
Sure. You know, if they have a cell phone, they can call our ministry number or call Sue's number. And do you want to give that out, Sue?
Yes.
What's your number?
543-0841. I'll give it to you again, Keith.
One more time.
543-0841.
And that's a 417 area code?
Correct.
Yes.
Okay,
good.
And if they want to call local here at 417-336-4877.
One more time.
417-336-4877.
We'll put links to both those phone numbers on our KLFCRadio.com website.
All right.
And if they don't have a cell phone, word of mouth gets it. They know that there's clothes over there. There's some food over there on that particular Saturday.
Absolutely.
Like that.
You know, if you can just, walk to the yacht club and they know all about us and what we're doing.
Where do the clothes come from, Sue?
God.
Well,
I don't mean to be sarcastic.
No, but people
donate.
Who does he use to bring the clothes?
Anybody and everybody. We're only accepting new and gently used. A couple of weeks ago, I got a phone call from a store owner up in the greater Springfield area. He said, "Sue, do you need some women clothing?" And I says, "You know, I can always use clothing." He says, "I've got 2 pallets. 4x4, 3 feet deep and 4 feet deep, full of brand new women's clothing, all seasons. You still got your trailer? Can you come get them?" And I says, "We sure can."
Can, sure.
And we just get phone calls like that. People bring us in brand new everything. I shop and hunt, and I get really good buys. I can find kids' jeans for $1, $2 a pair, brand new shoes, adult shoes for $3, $5 a pair. I just go to the clearance and I look at the markdowns every time I shop.
You know, I have to applaud your ministry in many, many areas, but one of the areas is that you are very, one of the first things that you said was new or gently used. This isn't where you bring your old rags and give them to the homeless.
No.
This is good stuff.
No.
And I applaud you both for doing that, because it would be easy to say, well, you know, they don't have anything now, and an old ratty shirt is better than nothing. But you're dealing with new and gently used. So if you would like to contribute, give us the hours that you're there, and people can just bring things by, I assume.
Well, we're officially open right now the third Thursday and Friday of every month.
Third
Thursday.
Because I'm getting ready. I got my whole sheet. You can see I turned over.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to
make that'd be today.
Yes.
I mean, excuse me. That'd be yesterday.
Yesterday and
third,
today.
Right. Third Thursday and
Friday.
So you're open today.
Yes.
Hours?
1 to 5.
Okay.
Then we have work days, and work days vary on when we do them. So basically, whenever we're in town, we're open. And every day that we're in town and we're working at the boutique, we put out our open flag and someone will come in.
Okay. What if, and I don't know this, it's just hypothetical. It's not really hypothetical, but I better make it sound that way because I don't want to commit and not be able to do it. What if somebody called you and said, "I got a semi-load of clothes. Do you have a place to put them?"
Yes, we would figure that out quick.
Very quickly. My husband has been evicted from the what used to be the garage of our house, which is 42 by 45.
Okay. Threw him out, huh?
I threw him out. I
Part
built
of it.
Him. We built him his own workshop.
Oh, good. Good.
And right. I've got him almost 100% evicted out with all his tools and all his wood and everything else. And
you're making room for clothes.
We're making room. We're making room.
So I will keep that in mind. Okay, here's what I want to do. I got a clean piece of paper, and Keith does this with his mind. He is so good, okay? Me, I'm just trying to figure things out. So I want to start again, and I want to start at the very beginning of the dates and the times, okay? And so Terry and Sue, you can walk us through this, and you all go, well, let's just act like it is the first day of December for the month, and let's walk through what's going to happen in December.
On the 3rd, Thursday and right. Friday, 19. You will be open from 1 to 5 in Turkey Creek Junction.
Yes.
Okay. With the lavender door.
Right.
Now in there, inside there on those days,
yes.
Okay, I have this selection of clothing.
Yes.
Okay, so I can come and shop.
Yes.
Come in and just get a clothes selection.
Right.
Okay. And again, that time again, Keith?
1 to 5, the 3rd, Thursday, Friday. And then are you open on Saturday, that 3rd Saturday, or what's the story?
Well, that's kind of iffy because we pack up from the boutique and we move it to
God's Cafe.
God's Cafe.
Okay.
Which is at the Yacht Club, just
behind you.
A quarter mile down the road from us.
Right. Okay. And where at the Yacht Club do you move it to?
Just right in there front. In the park.
Right there. In the parking lot.
In the parking lot. And that's where you do the smoking. And the,
oh, yes. Yeah. You'll see our smoker there. Animals.
Okay, now, so at the Yacht Club, and when is that?
That's the 3rd Saturday, right?
Yes, 3rd
that's
Saturday.
That's the 3rd Saturday. I got you.
Following the 3rd Thursday and Friday.
I got yes. you. So I got Saturday at the Yacht Club.
Right. And what time is that?
Excellent question, Keith.
It will kick off about 11 o'clock.
Okay.
We're ready to feed by 11.
And serve till it's gone? Or is
yeah, we'll serve till it's gone. If okay. we have any leftovers, we look for families that need
sure.
food. So now, we don't bring any back.
This would be for, you know, homeless folks, folks that are down on, you know, just really need a hand up. They could be staying in a weekly motel or something.
I yes.
mean, just folks that need it.
Mm-hmm.
That's
and not only
there.
That, we've had folks drop by that, you know, just wanted a good meal. And one of them was Johnny Cash's lead guitar player for years and years.
Wow.
And he dropped by and led us in songs and told us how, you know, Johnny Cash at his later years was just such an ambassador for Jesus
oh, yeah.
Christ.
Absolutely. Oh, when John got it, he got it.
He did.
So we're at the Yacht Club. You see the smoker. That's Saturday from 11. And then the clothes are there. So
we bring some of the clothes
gotcha.
There. We bring some of the food. We have ready-to-eat meals, the REM meals. We get blessed with that all the time
right.
also. And we bring canned tuna, peanut butter. Oh, peanut butter. I had a case of peanut butter this past weekend, and it went in
Boom.
10 minutes.
Oh, I'm sure.
I mean, no time at all.
Yeah.
And then if anybody is there and they need something that I don't have with me, you wear size 38, 34 lengths, and I only have 38 30s left on
right.
hanging. Well, either myself or my husband, Raj, will run back to the boutique and go through and pull what we have and bring it for them. And then this last week,
yes.
we had a family that
Terry, seven.
Seven.
There was a young man walking down the road. You know, there's a lot of foot traffic.
Sure.
And he caught my attention. I tried to meet him, and he had a daughter with him. And I asked him, "Would you like something to eat?" And he looked at me and goes, "Yes, I would. I'm very hungry." And but he said, "My whole family's hungry." Oh, bring them. So here they come. All seven children.
Wow. Seven children.
And I noticed there was something about the young man that seemed like he might have had a little bit of a handicap. You know, his speech was a little slow. He said, when I was 15 years old, I was ran over by a car and I died.
Oh, man.
And he said, I left my body and I found myself in heaven. And my grandma told me it wasn't my time. and that I would be going back. And he said, I'm back. So anyway, he told me that he got just kicked out of where he lived. He lived in a hotel. He said, we were paying our bills and everything, but the hotel closed and gave us no warning.
Yeah, they closed two of them. I heard that in the news story the other day. Yeah.
Gave us no warning.
Yeah, no warning. They were just, and we don't know why.
And out they were, and he said, we're living in a two-bedroom.
Two-bedroom trailer house with his wife's mother and father. So there are four adults and seven children living in a two-bedroom trailer house.
That's amazing.
And Sue sent me a picture of what she was able. We got them food for a long time, but she sent me a picture of the clothing that she blessed them with.
We, four of the kids for sure, I saw in flip-flops last Saturday. Mm. And it was a prettier day, but clothes shoes would have been better.
Sure.
And so... just mom and dad, you know, grandma took the seven kids and mom and dad came back down and we drove them over to the boutique and gave them free reins in the boutique. They left with five pair of shoes, right size for every child. We had a winter coat for every child. Dad only had shorts, so we had two pair of pants at that time in dad's size. One pair was a brand new pair of jeans, and one was a gently used pair of khaki. So, you know, practical.
Sure.
And then mom says, is it okay if I look through to get some clothes for the kids? And I says, by all means. And every child got at least one outfit. Some of them got two, you know, like the babies with the onesies, right. You know, the sleepers. She said, is it okay if I take two for each one of the little ones? And I said, absolutely. And then I had two air mattresses. And she says, who are those air mattresses for? And I says, could you use them? And she says, well, just one. We don't have room for two. But that would take two of my children off the floor. I says, well, it's yours. And then I had throws, you know, heavy throws that would work so each child could have their own that didn't have a blanket to cover with. And it just brought me to tears. Roger loaded up the back of our Jeep, and I think there was barely room for Mom and Dad to get in. I mean, they, and food. We must have sent them home with enough food for at least 2 weeks.
Is there a website for folks can find out about this ministry and what you all do and keep track there that we can, if we want to bring some things, we'll be able to do that, or just the phone numbers?
Yes. AnswersToPrayers.org.
AnswersToPrayers.org.
Yes. Plural answers and plural prayers.
Absolutely. Sure.
And then email is answerstoprayers@mail.com.
Okay.
And then our Facebook is Answers to Prayers.
All right. Very good. So you can check them out on Facebook and go to the web. We'll put links to all of that on our KLFCradio.com website. Make sure you give the IT department over here all that information before you leave.
I sure will.
So he can get it on. And you can listen later today about 12 or 1 o'clock to listen to the podcast about the boutique, about the
God's Cafe.
God's Cafe.
It's got a
Saturday. That's
Facebook also.
Oh, it does? Yes. And that is God's Cafe?
Yes.
Very good. We'll make sure Darren has it.
Now, on Saturday, is that called God's Cafe?
It is.
Yes.
And she joins up with us, and we just work as a
team. And that's how we have both the Answers and Prayer Boutique. I got it. My mind and spirit is prompted to say, how did we know it was you? And if I remember correctly, it says, when I was hungry, you fed me. And when I was naked, you clothed me.
Yes.
And that's exactly what you all are doing.
Yes.
And people that are listening this morning have got to have a soft touch for how unobtrusive your message is and how open and how transparent you are to say, here it is. God, who you have to come, come.
That's right.
That's what I see, Keith.
Yep.
Today.
I agree.
I don't want y'all to go anywhere. Keith and I just have a little football to talk about after 8 o'clock. That has no eternal significance at all. Stay with us, if you will. The other side of 8 o'clock, somebody might have just woke up and we want to do the summary of what we just talked about. And somebody says, my goodness, I have got a whole carload of brand new clothes with Expand-O-Matics in them for those men. They can't. Did you hear the size she picked, Keith?
Yeah, I did.
She said 38. Yeah. You think she could have gone north of that just a little bit?
She sure could have for me.
Yeah.
Well, we'll continue.
We did good some 52s.
Oh, there
yeah,
now,
we go south
brand,
of there. Yeah.
Now you're
brand new. Yeah.
All right.
Brand new
north
pants.
Of 36 and south of 52. That's where we're at.
Hey, 42 degrees when you got started
but
today.
But the length's not changing.
30? Yeah, that's where I'm at. It's 30. We are going to continue Good Morning Ozarks. Darren's got the weather for us and more. How many times have we gone into our closet and, boy, we just got more stuff than we can wear. We put them in boxes. Here's a great opportunity for you to share on Good Morning Ozarks. Welcome to the 8 o'clock half hour of Good Morning Ozarks. Keith O'Neill, Charla Ingram, and a couple of guests this morning, Sue and Terry, and we've been talking about answerstoprayers.com. That's the website. That's the ministry, along with the cafe. Now, the cafe name again was God's Cafe. That's on the third Saturday of the month. The boutique is open on the third Thursday and Friday. It's all over in Turkey Creek Junction. Look for the lavender door. Sue, that must have been your idea to paint it that way.
Absolutely. Roger protested. Terry wasn't happy.
Roger, but I understand. If it was red or blue,
red. Not red.
But it's
lavender.
Lavender. Lavender door. Okay.
All right. So we're going to, if you just joined us, we just finished a wonderful 25 minutes with our new friends, reacquainting with our friends.
Which you can all hear on the podcast at klfcradio.com around 12 or 1 o'clock.
Who have really had a heart and are really reaching out to people without a brand, okay? People, okay?
Yep.
That have different needs in their lives, and you're helping meet those. From the East Coast, from Rhode Island, back to Missouri, from the Appalachian area where they would minister, Roger and Sue, and here. And you said you're in Ozark County is where you live?
Yes.
That is just... Which east. East of us? Yeah.
East of us.
Yeah, yeah.
Halfway between here and West Plains.
Gotcha. Well, I'm going to head towards that way tonight for a basketball game a little north of there towards Theodosia.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm just on the other side of Theodosia,
okay.
Isabella.
Okay, well, we're headed, I guess, 160 is the way to go is what it looks like on my map.
I haven't been to Theodosia in 100 years.
We're going to go play at Ludi.
Ludi.
All right.
Ludi.
Right.
That's what we're doing. That S of O is going to line up with Ludi.
Well, good.
Yeah. And we
bring
look
home a win.
Yeah. Bring home a stomach that's not messed up by 160.
Oh, baby.
All right. So let me get my nose back out here. All right. We have the Answers to Prayer Boutique, third Thursday and Friday.
Correct.
Okay. One to five.
Yep.
Open by appointment if needed. We'll have all that information available. The phone number 417-543-0841. If you're listening or you know somebody that says, you know, I have a job interview coming up and I need a little nicer clothes than my grungies that I like to wear, okay, you have those available, you just told me.
Yes, I do.
Okay. Then the Yacht Club, God's Cafe, on that Saturday, third Saturday of the month, we'll have God's Cafe rolling in with the cooker.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, smoking all kinds of stuff. Starts at 11.
That is correct. All right.
And what do you have along with the meat?
Oh, we'll bring sometimes the farmhouse has donated dishes for us.
Ooh, good.
This last thing we did a Thanksgiving meal, and they donated some dessert.
Fabulous.
And another restaurant, Charlie's in Omaha, they did a sweet potato casserole and dressing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So we'll smoke the meat, and usually someone else will help us with the sides.
I came by, y'all had either had chili ready to make or something ready to make. I forget what it was. That intrigued me. This has been so good this morning, you all. Let's dive in for just a moment. Let's go with you, Sue.
Okay.
Life starts with a family, with a mom and a dad.
Yes.
So tell me about your growing up and when you were introduced to the Lord and when your faith became yours.
I grew up in a Catholic church, did all the Catholic rituals, baptismal, sprinkled, first communion, confirmation, got married in the Catholic church, did everything like we were supposed to do. And I got divorced, And then several years later, I met my present husband of 37 years now. So I think we got it right this time.
Yeah, I think so.
And his mom was still alive, of course, when we got married. And his mom was a devout Catholic, and there was no leaving the Catholic Church. And the day that we left the Catholic Church at his mom's funeral, we're on the top stairs, and I said to my husband, I says, we don't ever have to come to a Catholic church again. And he goes, what? And I says, nothing, because I just didn't. But that's how I felt.
Right.
So for the next 2 years, we were ships going from church to church, religion. And we finally found Keith Moore, Faith Life Church in Branson. Mm-hmm. And I felt we were home. And Roger was in agreement with me, and we traveled almost 60 miles for over 14 years, 1 to 3 times a week. You know, as we got more involved, we got more into it. And I've always had a heart for kids because I've had many miscarriages, and I have no biological children. So I've always had a heart for kids. And the Lord just gave me the ability to sow. And working at Faith Life Church, volunteering, you know, I wasn't on staff at Faith Life, but working at Faith Life, I got to work with the kids. I got to bless the kids. And then as my faith got stronger and stronger, Catholic Church gave me a fantastic foundation. But there was a lot more. And I'm still learning. I still learn all the time. And so my husband and I have walked our Christian walk very close together. But Raj has always been in the background. I'm the outgoing one. I'm the talkative one. There's not a stranger in the world with me.
You've never met one.
No, I have not met a stranger.
So it became, instead of a religion, it became a relationship for you.
Yes. And it became the relationship, I want to say, a good 10 to 12 years ago. And since then, as I feel the Lord has told me to do things, I have tried to not only talk the talk, but walk the walk.
Sure.
And I've had a husband that has supported me. He would work all week, and I would take a third of his paycheck to go buy clothing or go buy fabric so that I could make, so I could give it away. Mm-hmm. And many husbands would not do with what Roger has done, allowed me to do without griping. My husband has never, ever griped once about me spending money for the way I do it. When I need a new piece of equipment, $2,000 for a machine is nothing for me.
Sure.
And he goes, if you need it, we'll get it. And then the Lord brings in all the money to pay for it.
Yeah.
So I just, and then in January, well, last summer, the Lord started dealing with me to back out of Faith Life Church. And man, I argued. I'm a degreed engineer. I argued. This is not right. This is not right. And he was dealing with my husband also. And we landed up following what the Holy Spirit was telling us. And it led us to a little church right 3 miles from our home. We are now the children's pastors there.
Boy.
And we started with 5 children in January. 4 didn't want to be there. 1 didn't have a choice because he was the pastor's son.
Right.
And we now have between 17 to 19 core kids every week.
Well, your time at Faith Life gave you some great teachings and great foundation to build upon your personal relationship. And so,
yes.
Sue, you and Roger are doing a great job. And with this ministry, I know you've always had a heart for that. When I first met you, you were kind of working over in the Appalachian Mountains. And,
correct.
And were you at the College of the Ozarks for some reason, I'm thinking?
No. OTC.
Oh, that's where it was.
I taught at OTC for 10 years.
Yeah.
What did you teach?
mathematics, algebra, and business math.
Gee, give it to me, buddy.
Square root. I would have done better in her class than I would have done in a history.
Square root
class.
Or nine?
Three.
Just thought I'd ask you. Crazy. Hey, take a break here, if you will. We'll come back. We want to finish up with you, Terry, this morning on Good Morning Ozarks. It's a great time together.
It's 8:11 this morning with Keith and Charlie on Good Morning Ozarks on Life FM.
Hey, right. Terry Brim.
Yeah, Terry. Good to have you.
How
with
long
us
you been
morning.
A Brim?
Oh, most of my life.
Yeah, it's good. So give me a little background on yourself, buddy.
Well, I'm from Oklahoma originally, and raised Baptist. And, you know, we one of four kids, two boys, two girls, and we were all into sports. You know, that's why I mentioned, did you go to rodeo school?
Yeah.
You corrected me on that.
Yeah,
radio
school. I would have been a standout at rodeo school,
yeah,
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Which way did that bull go?
Yeah, so, you know, I was big in rodeo. My other brother, he was big in football, baseball.
What part of Oklahoma?
Collinsville.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oklahoma or Oklahoma State?
We were Sooner fans.
Sooner Boomers. Yeah. Boomer Sooners. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
So they got a big game coming up.
Who are they playing?
They got beat
Texas,
by
Texas Christian.
Okay.
They got beat by Kansas State this year.
Yeah, that was hard.
Could not believe that. Whew. Anyway,
but they would have come back if the game would have just lasted a minute.
He did the same thing as I did. If, right?
Right.
In Nebraska last week, we lost by 16 points. But if we wouldn't have had that, and if we'd have done this, we'd have done great. And
that's Terry, the fun thing of sports.
Yeah, and do you realize, Terry, that Wisconsin had held every team they played to less than 84 yards, but
Nebraska did 496 yards against them. So we thought that was good.
And they lost.
We did lose. So what can I say?
That's amazing.
It was amazing. See, he said it's amazing.
So you're growing up at home.
Yep.
Oklahoma.
Right. And, you know, we all went to college and stuff. And my mom, she started working for Rhema, Kenneth Hagin. And when she did, our family life changed. And we all got married, had kids, worked jobs and stuff. And then she came out here and started her ministry.
And, how long ago was that?
Man, that's been over 20 years ago.
Wow. Right.
She bought, we've got 400 acres now. South east of Branson here, about 17 miles, right on the Arkansas-Missouri line.
So right. You're in Missouri just barely.
Barely. And that's where we've had those big Native American meetings. Every year we have that big conference, you know.
Are you
here.
Familiar with Ron Hutchcraft's ministry out of Harrison and his On Eagle's Wings ministry into the Native American?
Yes, country? I've heard of him, yes.
Yeah.
Tremendous.
Awesome guy.
Yes.
Be a great combination.
Oh, yes.
Link up.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And so I went to work for my mom. She said she wanted help building cabins and stuff out here, you know, building something and clearing land. So I recently was a divorce and a change of life. And I said, you know what? I was just at the age, I'm going to do it. And you know, I don't know what it is. Sometimes when something like that, you think it's the end, but a lot of times it's just the beginning for you. Yeah. God opens doors for you. So if you're out there and you think that's the end, and it's not, God will open a new life for you. And that's what happened. That's where I got involved.
You know, it's amazing that we sit here today at this round table and we talk about life in general. And we sit back and we just can't seem to figure it out. Okay, and when we try to, you can't. And it's an old saying, but yesterday's gone. Mm-hmm. Okay, and it was history. Tomorrow, yesterday's history. Tomorrow's a mystery. That's why we call today the present. And I think it's so important for us to hear these personal testimonies of somebody else walking in that way, so we can understand how God's got us in His hand, and we just need to listen and pay attention.
Mm-hmm.
Keith.
Yep, that's so true.
Terry, it's been great.
Yeah, Terry, thank you so much. So while you're here, you know, you're not going to get away from the table and your mother-in-law would say, hey, why didn't you talk about us? So tell me about Prayer Mountain. You guys have regular meetings out there. You just came off of a big conference in October here in Branson. So.
Right. Well, we thank God for Prayer Mountain because Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks finances all the food and pays the rent for where we got the ministry at the boutique.
Good.
And they buy the food for the third Saturday. So we thank God for them. They're a blessing. They have Sunday meetings and Wednesday meetings. So if you want a free lunch, come out on a Wednesday out there. We start at 12 o'clock, and we pray for our president and for our nation. We kind of got a goal at Prayer Mountain. That's what we're praying for, because we believe the enemy would love to take him out.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's kind of what God has us on. We had the First of All campaign. You can check it out on our website, where you commit to pray for our president.
What's the website?
It's called Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks, Billy Brim Ministries. Either one of those will get you on it.
Okay. If you'll give that information to our
sure.
ID department over there, we'll put links there. We're going to have a lot of links from today's program, that's for sure. Well, that's good. Well, thank you very much.
And with
both
what he does, we might have some hot links.
We might. Yeah, some smoke links.
Yeah, we'll,
hey,
we'll buy some
right.
of that.
That's
yeah.
tomorrow, by the way. They start 11 o'clock over at...
No, it was last week.
Oh, it was last week? I thought that Thursday... Okay, I'm
yeah,
confused.
The third Friday and Saturday was last week. The third Thursday was yesterday.
Got me.
Just call that phone number.
Yeah, and the reason for that is because the first was on Friday, and so
correct.
That was, yeah, gotcha.
Correct.
All right, very good. It's the third Thursday, third Friday, and the third Saturday.
Got
okay.
It.
All right. Check the
you
links on the website.
One good man.
Well, don't spread it around.
I won't.
Okay. Good.
Thanks for coming, you all.
819.
Thank you.
Roger, thank
us.
You very much. God bless you.
Yeah,
God,
Roger,
nice to meet you.
Bless you. Thank you very
Roger,
much.
Roger, your shirt looks a little big. Don't you see a seamstress?
No.
Can she take that in
She'd
for you?
She'd probably take that in.
Now, he looks like he's a tailored-made man, Keith.
I want to know, sometimes she can let the waist out sometimes. You know, that'd
Expand-O-Matics, buddy.
Expand-O-Matics, yeah.
God bless you all.